So everybody knows about meditation. Nowadays, it is a big business, it's a big industry. People have made fortunes out of selling meditation apps and CDs and books and so forth. Everyone nowadays in modern society thinks they know how to meditate. I remember giving talks like this maybe 25 years ago and asking the group of people gathered, a few hundred people, saying, how many of you know how to meditate? And at that time, maybe 10%, 15% of people would put up their hands and say, yes, I know how to meditate. But nowadays, when I do this, if I ask a big crowd of people, how many of you know how to meditate? Almost everyone puts up their hand. And well, if I believe them, they say, yeah, I know how to meditate. Which on one level, from one point of view, is a wonderful thing. It's wonderful that people understand about meditation. Because in reality, everybody needs to meditate. Everybody needs to meditate in the same way as everyone needs to eat food. You know, to stay healthy physically, you need to eat not just food, but you need to eat nourishing food, food that's good for you, food that agrees with you, to feed your body. Our minds also require food. How do our minds get food? Our minds get food through concentrating on certain thoughts, certain objects, certain ideas. And you've probably noticed our mind can concentrate on anything it likes. And sometimes it concentrates on things that are actually disturbing to us. We worry about things that upset us. We cannot forget tragic events that took place in the past. We keep revisiting those things that happened in our life and giving ourselves painful feelings. This is not meditation, by the way, but this is the activity of the mind. The mind can go wherever it chooses. And right now, for many of us, even those people who happily say they're meditating, it is the mind that is doing the deciding about what the mind concentrates on. And unfortunately, due to our history, not just in this life, but in our previous lives, we tend to focus on objects or ideas or thoughts or feelings that produce a great deal of unhappiness for us. And therefore, in reality, we are not in control of our life. We're not in control of our mind. Consequently, we experience a great deal of pain and suffering, unnecessarily so. This is not necessary to have this. What we really need to do is to learn how to meditate. So what is meditation? And by the way, just to say, I would like ask you all to maybe make a promise to yourself that you will learn how to meditate every day. Just like right now, you don't need anyone to encourage you to eat food every day. You need to encourage yourself to meditate every day. Meditation is the food for your mind. It is the food for your life that will nourish your life and enrich your life, improve your life beyond all measure. Regardless of your external conditions and circumstances, your social status, finances, job, and all, it's really got nothing to do with all those things. Meditation is simply about what you do with your mind. So meditation is an activity of the mind that concentrates on objects, thoughts, and feelings that make the mind calm and peaceful. Okay? So when we are meditating, anyone who is meditating correctly, that person's mind is obeying that person's wishes, and it is concentrating on particular thoughts or particular feelings, particular objects that produce happiness. They produce peace, they produce calm mind, they produce happiness. So if a person is engaging in meditation, and their meditation, their so-called meditation, is not bringing about peace, it's not bringing about happiness, it's not bringing about contentment, then this is actually not meditation, I'm afraid. It is concentration. They are concentrating on something, I agree. But the things they're concentrating on are not bringing about the results of meditation. So it's not meditation. You know, meditation is about concentrating on, we say, virtuous objects. Virtuous objects, or virtue, has the power to make us happy. And the first thing that we discover when we start to meditate is it's difficult. It's difficult to do. It sounds very easy just to sit quietly and focus on one particular object. But when we try to meditate, we'll find it's quite hard, which is why most people, when they learn to meditate, they visit a group, a local group, or a local meditation center, and they learn how to do this activity in the presence of other people. Because when you have a whole group of people sitting around, not saying anything, sitting quietly, concentrating on some inner object, this is encouraging, this is supportive. Today, you're listening to this talk on your own, maybe with one or two other people. And so it's definitely more difficult. You need more determination if meditation is going to work for you. Another thing that we discover when we are successful with meditation is that our mind becomes more peaceful. Our mind becomes more peaceful. This is the first objective of learning to meditate. When our mind is peaceful, we are happy. I needn't say this, but I'm going to repeat it a few times. When our mind is peaceful, we are happy. We experience happiness that is coming from this peaceful mind. And this is the first stage, or the first level in meditation.